Here's a snapshot of the level of violence in Afghanistan. Insurgent attacks are up about 30% over last year. U.S. and NATO casualties are at their highest level since the U.S. invasion in 2001. And civilian deaths, most of them from insurgent attacks, are up 40% over 2007.
The government of Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been reaching out to the Taliban. Karzai went so far as to guarantee the Taliban leader Mullah Omar safe passage if he entered negotiations. The Taliban responded by calling Karzai a U.S. slave and said there would be no negotiations as long as foreign troops are on Afghan soil. All this week, we've been talking about the future of Afghanistan, and today we'll focus on a possible political solution. Can there be a reconciliation with the Taliban? We'll hear first from Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Sayed Jawad.
This is the continuation of a process that started 5 years ago. We have been trying to bring some of the Taliban into the political fold in Afghanistan because we don't have adequate number of foreign forces. We don't have enough number of police and army to protect the Afghan people. This is out of a necessity, as much as it was a necessity for the international community to work with certain warlords when they came into Afghanistan. But most of these are initial contacts. They are talks. They are truly not negotiations because, on one hand, the Taliban are not monolithic organizations with a clear vision and leadership. And on the other hand, among the Afghan people, the issue of Taliban is a painful issue.
It is something that's puzzling from the outside, the notion that you could possibly reconcile with the Taliban, who we know their rule of Afghanistan was so extreme, so antithetical to democratic principles. What would the message be of that for the Afghan people?
It is a very painful message, of course, for the Afghan people who were the prime victim of the brutality of the Taliban. But it is also a necessary evil. If we do not build the necessary capacity among the international forces or the Afghan security forces, we have to seek ways to end violence. This is going to be a long-term process. This is going to be a painful process. Any kind of reconciliations is a painful process that will require a lot of forgiveness on the part of the Afghan people, and it will require a lot of patience on the part of the international community who have been helping us out to build a civil society in Afghanistan.
Isn't it fair to say, though, that the Taliban would be negotiating at this point from a position of strength and the Afghan government would not?
You're absolutely right. These kind of talks will succeed only if we speak from the position of strength, first, and second, if the Taliban are assured that their local and foreign supporter and backers are diminishing. That's why we're working on two tracks. We're trying to engage Pakistan. We're trying to engage many countries in the broader Middle East to help us out, eliminate some of the sources of the support to the Taliban. On one hand, and on the other hand, we have to be, military-wise, we have to be in a better position. We have to speak to them from the position of strength because we have to make sure that their ability to terrorize the people, to destroy and disrupt the highways, for instance, is reduced, is eliminated, that they recognize that there is no future for them, then they will be ready to talk.
You think the leopard can change its spots?
As far as the top leadership is concerned, no. No. They are ideological. They're convinced on what they're doing. But we will be able to bring over a lot of young Afghan boys who were brainwashed in madrasas and inside and outside Afghanistan. And we will be able to provide a hopeful future for the Afghan, ordinary Afghan citizen who are either tolerating or are so fearful that are not helping the Afghan government and the international community as much as they should.
Ambassador Jawad, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States, Sayed Jawad. And I'm joined now by Richard Boucher, Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Ambassador Boucher, we just heard the Afghan ambassador say that engaging or reconciling with the Taliban is a necessary evil, a painful process, but a necessary one. Do you agree that it's necessary?
I think it's necessary, but I wouldn't necessarily call it that evil. Some of the leadership of the Taliban, if they were willing to abandon violence and accept a new constitution, I mean, there's certain basic criteria, not al-Qaeda types, not criminals. But if they were willing to come across and come in from the cold, I suppose there has to be a political process to do that. I have to say there's no sign that they really want to do that at this point. They're still out there setting off bombs and kidnapping people.
So you think it's talk as opposed to anything practical?
I think it's putting up a possibility of political solution because eventually there has to be one, there can be one.
The Afghan ambassador also said that his country needs more international help if it wants to get to a position of strength, if they are to negotiate with the Taliban or if they don't. And we've heard the same message from everyone else I've spoken with on this issue this week. Do you share the frustration that the U.S. should be doing more, that they feel the U.S. should be doing more, and that after 7 years of engagement in Afghanistan, the situation on many levels is deteriorating?
I think what you've had is an enemy that's changed its tactics, and instead of trying to take over the government or take over territory, they're now just trying to make people feel unsafe, and they've set off bombs, and people do feel unsafe. The only way to stop that is to sort of put a blanket of governance on top of it, and so we need to do more so that we can provide safety, security, governance, schools, all that throughout Afghanistan. And we need to do better in terms of coordinating all of it so that people really get what they need from the government.
Does that represent, do you think, a flaw in U.S. thinking, that this wasn't predicted and these things weren't done to the extent they should have been?
I think we've had to react and adjust as the situation's evolved. There have been a lot of disturbing factors. But Afghanistan, you got to remember, this was one of the poorest countries in the world from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then they went downhill for 20 years. So a lot of what we're doing is construction. It's not easy, it's not simple, and it's not overnight. So you might say we built the government up, so we have a government in Kabul that's capable of doing things around the country. We need to build the government out so that they're reaching all parts of the population, and that's where you're going to get true stability.
And what message would you give the incoming administration on the challenge of finding Osama bin Laden and the risk that he still poses?
I think the answer is, when you have the ability to govern and have government on both sides of the border in all those areas, that we'll find the leadership of al-Qaeda and be able to deal with them.
So you're talking about Afghanistan as well as Pakistan.
Yeah.
And how far away are we from that scenario that you're describing?
I can't estimate the amount of time. I just know what has to be done. And it's a matter of, you know, you see the Pakistanis going after the problem in their tribal areas in a way that they never have before. You see a lot of expansion of government in Afghanistan, but there's still a lot of things to do. Major parts of Afghanistan still not under government control because we don't have the troops and the Afghans and the capabilities to be in all places in Afghanistan yet. You still have a discussion going on in Pakistan about how to bring the tribal areas into the political structure of the country. So there's some things that have to be solved before we really get these areas under control.
Ambassador Boucher, thanks for being with us.
Okay, Melissa, thank you very much.
That's Richard Boucher, Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs. Earlier, we heard from the Afghan ambassador to the United States, Sayed Jawad. And tomorrow, we conclude our interviews about the future of Afghanistan. We'll talk about the other players in this conflict, especially Pakistan. I'll talk with journalist Ahmed Rashid.